from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is everybody's favorite Fair or Foul. Without any further ado, we'll turn it over to our fantastic producer, Schultz. What do you got for us today?
I think I got some stumpers for you guys, although I don't know. We're getting to the end of the season. You guys have been in on it hard.
The big stumper.
Big stumper to big dumper. Do you see the big dumper, by the way? You can now dump your girlfriend or boyfriend via video message from the big dumper at a Mariners game.
Cal Pretty Raleigh.
Cool. Yeah, Cal Raleigh will break up with your sigo for you.
I'm sure girlfriends would be very confused. Who are you? Where's my boyfriend?
Well, I bet it's going to be a lot of girls calling and the boys going to the Mariners game are finding out. But anyways, guys, speaking of a Mariners opponent that they haven't really dealt with so well this year, the Houston Astros, of course, in first place in the AL West, have been playing some really good baseball as of late. Alex Bregman turning
hello,
it on.
I was just about to say hello, Alex Bregman. Yeah, hello. Welcome to baseball again.
All of a sudden, I mean, he had like 4 home runs in 4 games last week or the week before that, just keeps hitting. I know that they've lost Jose Altuve to injury, but it just like doesn't matter. Him and Kyle Tucker are out, right? But Alvarez keep hitting. It does not matter.
Yeah, and who
they
knows?
The void.
Kyle Tucker might be back for the playoffs, and he's so good that he could just be ready.
Well, fair or foul, guys, the Houston Astros have the best record in baseball since May 1st. Fair or foul?
Oh, since May 1st. Okay.
No, I did a little change up from our earlier convo.
Well, I was looking at post All-Star break earlier. So you're saying
since May 1st. So just minus the first month of the season.
Go for it, Patrick.
I'll say foul on this. I do think Death by a Thousand Cuts is coming on strong, and I am going to be very, very mad when I look at the ALCS and it's Yankees Astros or Orioles Astros, and it's in Game 6. I'm going to be very, very upset about that. But I don't think they really came on until a little bit later than that. Plus, they get a big benefit from Seattle falling off so hard. So I think they've, despite being very, very good, the best record since May 1st, I might say is the New York Yankees. So I'll say foul. I could be wrong on the Yanks, but I'll say foul. Bonus question, I think, even that I don't know, because they had that slow start. But I will say foul that it's not the Astros.
I think I actually know the answer to this as far as what team it is. I'm going to say foul as well, and I believe it is the Minnesota Twins.
Ooh, sexy. The Twins are on a streak right now.
I can't believe I actually stumped both of you guys.
Damn it.
That is fair. The Houston Astros have the best record in MLB. I'm on StatMuse right now. Since May 1st, they are 58-38 in that time. That does count the loss that they just suffered to the Red Sox. In Houston, the Mariners 47-48 in that stretch. But here are your teams 2, 3, and 4. The Padres at number 2, 56-37. The Doyers at 55-39. And then your Yankees at 54-40.
Whoa, not my Yankees.
I'm saying your Yankees because I know how much you love Aaron Boone, my friend.
bonus question. Raise your hand if you can name the manager of the Astros.
Joe
Joe something.
Because I could not Joe for Espada. The life of me think of it right now.
Just a lifelong bench coach until he got the gig, I think, under Dusty Baker for quite a bit.
Well, they couldn't give it to somebody with clout because anybody with clout has been banned from baseball or they manage the Red Sox. What's next, Schultzy?
I love it. All right, guys, let's go from a really good team to, I would say, a player on a really bad team, and that is Marlins third baseman Jake Berger. Chubby kid. Looks like me. Looks like he eats a lot of burgers, but he's been hitting bombs, been hitting whammies. Actually surprised at his stats in the last 30 days, guys. Fair or foul, Jake Berger of the Marlins leads all hitters in home runs over the last 30 days. Fair or foul?
I'm going to say foul, just because I have not watched a lick of Marlins baseball over the last 30 days. Gosh, I know that Machado's been on a solid tear over the last... I just heard a stat the other day. It might have been the last 35 games, but maybe it was 35 days. I'm going to say foul. I'm not going to put a name on it, but I don't think it's going to be Berger.
I am also going to go with foul, and I think because the answer is my Yankee, Aaron Judge. He hit his 45th today, and if it's not Aaron Judge, it's Juan Soto. As cool as it is for Berger and the Marlins, I'm with Joe. There's no reason to watch them. I would love this to be fair. I think it'd be really cool. However, he'll probably go high in a fantasy draft next year and hit 12 bombs all year and get DFA'd.
I guess I stumped you guys again. It is actually fair. Jake Berger leading the league in the last 30 days with 12 whammies. Ketel Marte and Juan Soto have 11.
Ketel Marte hasn't played in like 2 weeks.
He still hit a bunch of bombs. That's insane. He shows 21 games played in these 30 days. Still hit a bunch of bombs. And then Tyler Fitzgerald pretty high up on the list.
Ooh, the kid for the Giants.
Yeah, 10 home runs. Yeah, and then Guerrero Santander also with 10 along with Corey Seager. So there you go. I try to find Aaron Judge. He's all the way down at 9 along with Ohtani and Ozuna.
By the way, it's funny as you walk through that list. Tyler Fitzgerald has been a fun story for the Giants right now, but boy, have we slept on Vladdy.
No kidding.
Since the All-Star break.
Since the haircut.
Since the haircut, Vladdy is just unreal.
I want to say he's won player of the week, a couple times now. Like, he had 1 week where he had like a bazillion extra base hits.
It was like the second we gave up on Toronto, Vladdy started mashing.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Anyway, just food for thought.
Hey, no, it's his dad's hair, baby. He was already good, and then he got his dad's haircut, lost the dreads, looks literally like a spitting image of his dad in the batting box.
Start hitting without gloves, my friend.
Oh, man, I watched Vlad Guerrero hit a double off of a pitch in the dirt.
Me too.
Like, that dude was so good, and we see his son now being almost as good. All right, guys, so fair or foul number 3, away from the stump yous and trying to get some opinions out of you all. So very weird season in baseball in that we talked about it a couple weeks ago. We have not had any elite teams. No one really at the top of the pile, just way, way better than everybody else, guys. And I think a bunch of people are tied, like you were just mentioning, the leaders in wins all around like 75 or 74, up there with the Yankees, the Dodgers, those numbers. So fair or foul, guys, just looking at the stretches left, which is about, 35 games, and seeing what team totals are, we will not have a 100-team win this season in MLB. Fair or foul?
I say foul. It's just a lot of the great teams that started off hot have cooled off, two of those being the Yankees and the Phillies. I mean, the best record in baseball right now is the Dodgers, I believe.
Yeah, 74 wins.
So, 74, what's their record?
Orioles also have 74, but they're 74-53. Dodgers are 74-52.
So, yeah. That put them at 127. So, yeah, about 35 games left. So, and the way that they're playing, they're not going to go 20. Like, the way that the Orioles playing, they're definitely not going 26-10 the rest of the season. The Dodgers have not been that consistent lately. They've been playing better than, if you want to compare them to the best teams in the MLB, they've been playing better, but Orioles, Yankees have been inconsistent. Guardians have been inconsistent. Phillies have been one of the worst teams in MLB record-wise since the All-Star break.
Yep.
I'm spacing on the other division. I mean, the Brewers have been one of the better teams of late. But again,
they're going to coast in the playoffs. There's no reason. They're 11 and a half games up in the
season. And they're at, what, 72 wins?
73.
73. So I say fair. There will not be a 100-game winner this year.
You know what? I'm going to be optimistic, and I'm going to say foul.
What?
No, that was right. Foul. She said, yes, foul there will not be, so he's saying that there will be. Yeah.
I think there will be. I think someone will sneak it in. I think someone will sneak in 100 games. It'll be 100 even.
All right,
it's not
going to
be 101.
Like
it's going to be 100 even.
My Orioles will win the pennant again.
Maybe somebody just kind of gets hot at the end and kind of gets it. If I were a betting man, I would put it on the Los Angeles Angels of Doyers, and I will choose the Dodgers.
All right, guys, final fair or foul. Of course, we did talk about it, I believe, early in the 8 o'clock hour. Go podcast this show wherever you get your podcasts and on 1080thefan.com. Talking about the league, at least throwing around discussions of implementing a 6-inning limit for starting pitchers in Major League Baseball. I'm not sure that's the best way to go. We all kind of lamented it why it's not really the greatest plan going forward, but obviously MLB making rule changes upon rule changes, the bigger bases, the pitch clock, all kinds of things to make the game speed up and increase runs. I like them. I think that we've gotten maybe to a bit better spot in the game, but in my opinion, there is a spot where it does become too much. So guys, fair or foul, Major League Baseball should put a 5-year moratorium on changing rules. Fair or foul?
One of my biggest complaints about the NFL, and I always get pushback on this. One thing that really bothers me about the NFL is that I feel like going into every season, I don't know the rules anymore. Whether it's pass interference, kickoffs, touching the quarterback, I feel like I am confused, and I am a sports fan and a radio host in the sports market. And I don't watch the NFL as much as, say, you two do, but I still watch it enough that I know how the game works. One of my biggest complaints is that I don't know what's happening every year. I would say fair. I think baseball made huge steps. I hate the Ghost Runner. I absolutely hate the Ghost Runner.
Agreed.
But the pitch clock worked. The larger bases worked. And I was very anti both of those as an old man on my lawn, and I've come around on them.
Shrinking the roster size from 40 to 28 in September even worked as well, and I was against that.
Right, but I get worried that it's like, hey, we started tinkering and this works, let's tinker more. And that's what bothers me about the NFL. Sometimes the NBA does it, but it's more the NFL. I am fair on this. It might not be 5 years, but a moratorium of just like, let's see how things flesh out long term. You know, 3 batters per reliever. Let's see how it fleshes out before we say, oh, 1 year of success, let's make more. No. Baseball is rooted in the same rules for 175 years. Let's let it breathe for a minute.
Yeah, I'm going to say fair on this, and kind of like what Patrick said, whether 5 years is right or not, I mean, you know, to each his own. But I feel like, yeah, there's just too much of a knee-jerk reaction on rules in the MLB. In sports in general, I would say the NBA of the 3 leagues probably does the least amount of changing when it comes to like rules and things. If anything, it's minor tweaks to stop flopping.
But I feel like they do little things that you don't see. They like tell refs don't call this.
Yeah,
you know. Right. But it's not an official rule.
But yeah, I agree. It's just I feel like that the MLB. At one point, it's like, how many more levers can you pull to try and change the game to the way that you want it to be played? as a league and generate more offense when we're now having the season that has one of the lowest batting averages ever. I like the idea of a moratorium and having rule changes paused 5 years, maybe too long, 3-4. But again, I feel like get a sample size of this actually works rather than be like, oh yeah, it worked. All right, let's see what else we can do.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.